Well, hello and welcome to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. I'm Stephanie, professional psychic medium and spiritual advisor, and you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. I want to thank you guys for joining in and being very patient with me today. I was supposed to have a very special guest on today, but we had some technical difficulties getting a hold of her. She's all the way in New Zealand, and I'm afraid, I don't know if it was a signal connection, but we are going to reschedule that show with Hara James. She's also a professional psychic medium, artistic writer, and she connects to the other side. So I do want to apologize to everybody today that was hoping to connect with their loved ones from the other side. We are going to have to reschedule that show, but I am going to be doing tarot card readings all show long. We still have a great show ahead of us. You want to call in, the number is 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 if you want to get a live reading with me. You can also join us live in the chat room at psychictalk.net. All right. I am going to talk a few things, though, about connecting to the other side and some of the signs that we can recognize from our loved ones that we might be missing sometimes, though. And I do connect to the other side, but it's really difficult to do a whole hour-long show with just doing that. It's too draining. I need a little bit more time. That's why I was having a special guest with me so I could take turns. But what I do want to say, what are some of the signs? You know, losing our loved ones is some of the hardest things that we ever have to go through in life. And we all grieve in many ways, and sometimes we feel that we'll never move past the grief. And no one could take away the pain ever. But what I do want to reassure you all, though, however, is that losing a loved one doesn't mean that they're gone. And I want to explain something really quick. There's a very thin veil between our world and the spirit world. And we're in a very similar parallel universe. For example, when someone's usually terminally ill and they're in the hospital and they start to get these illusions, the veil gets thinner and they can see, hear, and feel and communicate with the other side because they're able to see through that veil. And I really want y'all to have a clear understanding on how our loved ones, our guides, and our angels try to communicate with us, because they really are just like a thought or a whisper away. And in my experience, when we pass away, the first thing that I've noticed is that all illness, any pain, or anything that's physical kind of sheds away. You know, our loved ones kind of take on this divine task to help us through our lifetime. And we're all energies that continue to vibrate, whether in human form or in spirit form. Our loved ones are usually constantly trying to send us messages, but you have to be open. You got to be aware to take notice. And a lot of the time, we're too busy to notice. So the signs are going to be subtle. So the question is really, how do you know when a loved one is near, right? Well, I do know that my grandmother comes to me and lets me know she's around, and she'll drop dimes, okay? So when I'm thinking about her and having a rough time, she'll drop a dime, I'll pick up a dime, and the first thing I think of is my grandma. I also know that electrical influences is something that I experience when I am dealing with somebody from the other side. So the phone will go out or lights will flicker. I'll be in the kitchen and I'll start thinking of my grandma, and the TV will go on. And, you know, those are like little tiny subtle signs that shouldn't scare you. Those usually are our loved ones, not like a ghost in the house or anything like that. What they're going to do is they're going to try to show you things that are only familiar with you. You know, song. You'll hear a song on the radio and it was something special that you shared between you and that person. And also with the penny things that I've noticed, look at the dates. So when you find a penny, look at the date on the penny and it'll kind of tell you who it's coming from too, give you a little bit of reassurance. I know numbers. Start seeing a lot of numbers. So maybe someone's playing the lotto a lot and they had a favorite number, or they had a team, or, you know, just a lucky number, and all of a sudden you'll just start seeing these numbers coming in. That's a sign that they're around. Butterflies, birds, dragonflies, feathers, things like that. These are all signs to let them know and to let us know that they're still currently active in our lives, that they are okay. Because remember, as soon as the first thing that I see in energy is when we pass, we shed all the illness, our anger. We don't hold on to hostility, you know? So I just wanted you guys to find some comfort in that today so that, you know, if you are experiencing some of these type of things, that it's not to scare you. It's just to let you know that they are still there and that they are still watching out for us. So I am going to get Hera James on with us so that we can all connect to the other side, and hopefully we'll be able to get through with this soon and talk to her soon. But I've never called international, and I really did have a hard time trying to get a hold of her today. And so I just do want to tell you about that. So today I'm going to do card readings, and I want you guys to prepare for what you want to know and give it a call. So let's see, what's our first caller got to say? Hello, caller. How can I help you today?
Yes, I like a relationship reading. My name is Nicole.
All right, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, Nicole, what's your question for me today?
Well, I'm single. I don't have a Valentine. I'm just this year. But there are two guys I'm interested in. I was wondering if you could look into it.
Well, what are their names? Just give me both their first names.
Michael and Donovan.
All right. I'm going to look and see what's going on with these two energies towards you and see what I pick up. All right. All right, so the first guy that you mentioned, because I put it from the way you mentioned it, one to two, and I do get that he's kind of trying to clear away like an old relationship behind him, okay? Mm-hmm. Like he's trying to make a way for a new one in his life. When it comes to you, I get you guys are just trying to get to know each other, but he does have a lot of issues of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a lot of freedom. You know, like I get like there's a little bit of difference going on with him towards you. I know you're very attracted to him, but again, I'm still getting him trying to clear away like an old person. Like he's not 100% there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I do feel that it's just something that he's going through, and that will kind of clear away really soon if you have enough patience to kind of deal with him. In his lack of communication sometimes, because I get like an abundance of conversation and then I get a lack of conversation.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And then with the other guy, I do think that he's extremely drawn into you. And I don't know if this is exactly the energy that you want. I do feel like I get a lot of confidence with this other energy.
Uh-huh.
Like he likes to take control over like conversations and situations. Now, I do like the second energy a lot better as far as someone that's more reliable, trustworthy, his character, his intelligence. I do think that you could have something with the second guy. Like you guys can start, like this, you guys are starting on a good foot. I don't think that there's any unknown dangers around him like I get the other guy. You know, like the other guy's clearing away an old relationship. I don't feel that way with this one. I feel like he's pretty open and he's pretty, like, honest. Are you guys at a distance? Because I get that their only negative is that you guys are not able to, like, see each other when you want.
Well, okay. The first guy, Michael, is my ex-husband, and we're at a distance. He lives in Florida. The second guy, Donovan, I dated for 2 years, but we recently just broke up. And, yeah, we're at a distance right now. He's trying to work on himself. He's trying to get help for his past drug treatment. Now he's in rehab.
Uh-huh.
He just finished rehab, and now he's in sober living. So he does
Is
live
that
in Indiana.
Why he's so honest. He's in a real honest place in his life. And I do feel the only problem between the two of you is not being able to come face to face. to try to work on things.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So if you are waiting for him to change and become a better person, I think that he's doing it, and he's doing a darn good job.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
He really is, and he should, you know, definitely give him some support on that boldness and him having that courage. And maybe that's why I get him being so dominant in his personality, you know?
Right.
I think at this point you and him have a good chance to fix this or recover, start over and begin again.
Right. Okay.
You know? But I do see there's a few other things going on in your life that might be offsetting this, because you're not just limited to these two that you're talking to.
Right.
You get what I mean? So I do think that you're going to meet somebody here pretty soon. I think that it's actually when the season switches. I get a new person, so I'm getting a third person coming in that you're not mentioning to me. I don't know if you've met him yet or it'll come. But
do you know his name?
No, I do know that you'll be in a relationship, though, going into, like, almost going into summer. So you're going to start, you're going to meet someone, like, in fall. What is the season right after winter? Spring. So it looks to me in spring you're going to meet somebody, and by the summertime, sometimes you're going to be in a relationship. So it won't take you that long. Well, all right. I was able to help.
All right. Thank you.
All right, darling. Happy Valentine's Day and have a good
day
today.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, so what I'm going to do today is try to get through a lot of reading and play a little catch-up. So let's get ready for our next call. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, well, I don't know if they're there or not. Maybe we might have to go on to the next one. Let's see,
great.
Get ready.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Eileen, and I'm in South Florida.
Hello, how are you today? What's your question for me?
I'm going to be in an event this weekend where I'll be out in the public, and I wanted to know if it was going to be very prosperous, and would I get an award?
All right, let me see. It's this weekend?
Yes, it starts Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I set up my booth tomorrow. I want it to be really busy.
All right. Well, you do have some competition I got between a man, okay? Like there's another man there that's selling stuff, something or doing something that you are in competition with. That would be your real only competition. I do think that you're going to get some type of award, okay? I do get an award. I don't know if it's the number one award, though, okay? Like
that's okay.
You win.
That's
but
okay.
But because I get, like, there's a couple of awards going out and that you are, and you are kind of new going to the certain place where somebody's been
wrong.
There in a row.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, I've been there,
you've been there before.
Oh, yeah. Five.
Are
this will be my fourth year.
Are you doing the same exact thing?
No, I bring more new works.
Okay, because I got something that would be like the first time that you're doing there.
Oh, okay, new paintings that I'm bringing.
Okay, so that might be what I'm seeing, what I'm getting, like the new or the first time you're doing something that's different, or this is different.
Okay, yeah.
And then, okay, so that makes sense. Well, you're going to get some respect for what you've done. Okay, and I do get good news. You're going to have to share your award with somebody else. So that means, like, I don't know if they're giving out one, twos, or threes, or there's more than one. But
they do.
You
they
are
do one,
going
two,
to
and
get
three.
Something.
They do
okay,
one, two,
so
three.
You're going to get one. One of the three. All right.
Excellent. Yeah. Do you see a ribbon?
Well, I don't know a ribbon. I just got you're going to be awarded. but somebody else was also going to be awarded as well. You would have to share
sure.
the award.
There'll yeah. be many awards in different categories.
All right, so you're going to get the respect and that
Great.
You're looking for going there. So it's
Great.
Going to be a good time.
And
all
will
right.
it be prosperous?
So don't fear anything.
No, I'm not.
Let me see if you're going to make any money over there this weekend. I'm looking to see if you're going to make any money. All right. Yeah, it says to be aware that there's somebody that I do get a stranger, somebody that doesn't know, you've never dealt with before, that is going to spend a lot of money with you.
Yay! Okay.
All right. I'm
Excellent.
Loving it.
That's what
All
I
right,
wanted to hear.
Darling, I hope that helps you, and
Thank
I hope you.
You
have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. I will. Blessings. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, blessings to you, too, as well. All right, everybody, so if you're listening in and you want to join in, all you got to do is call in our line. Let me get the number here. It is 714-816-4628. Make sure you press 1 to get a reading. And if you want to join us live in our chat room, you can go to psychictalk.net. All right, let's get ready for our another caller. All right, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Well, hey, Cindy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's your question for me today?
I was wondering if you see my finances picking up, or when you see them picking up, I should say. I'd like to make a residential move, but through the holidays, my work just came to a screeching halt. So, kind of like the chicken and the egg, I need to do both, but I need to do one. One requires the other, and I needed to work. I was moving because wanted to make a residential move because I wanted to get to an area with more work.
All right.
So you have been delayed.
You have been delayed. And there's been a lot of interruptions and unexpected changes coming up around you. And I do feel that you still are going to have to kind of deal with that. I'm getting January, February, March, and May. I know that's not what you want to hear. You're not going to be able to do it as fast as you want to because of money, be plain and simple, money. All right. It does look like things get better on the third month, in about 2-3 more months for you, where you're back on track, no more hurdles. You seem to get more proficient. All right. Then I get you have the prosperity to do and talk about your family dwelling and moving. So your hard work does pay off, but you are seriously being challenged right now. Seriously. I feel for you because you work your butt off.
So why all the challenge? Why?
Well,
$1 million question.
Yeah, let me look and see why you've been having so many hurdles lately. What's the reason? Well, I don't think it's all just dealing with you as well. I also feel like, the consciousness and the direction that you're trying to head in, and just, you put a time limit on something and it's just really not falling through. I think that you have a good influence and a good motivation behind you to grow. All right. I think that maybe your happiness has caused a little bit of emotion. Like, I got some emotional stuff around you that is kind of really like, you're a go-getter. So when you don't get what you want, you can get a little deterred, but then you get right back on it again. And you are playing catch-up. You're having to deal with bills, or you're having to move things around. So you've just taken a small loss. I do think you've delayed yourself just by a couple of months. All right. and you are a practical person. You haven't done anything wrong. There's just been other things that have offsetted you where your money's had to go. So I just get a little bit more time before balance. I got business. Maybe might be taking a little bit of a curve on here. You're extremely generous. So you put in a lot of time at what you do. Maybe you should stop being so generous to other people when it comes to work and everything that you're doing so that you have more time to rest and give yourself a nice go. You get what I'm saying? You do a lot for everybody else. So you'll be all right. I don't think there's nothing major that's hindered you, just the lack of some superficial things going in different directions. All right? So I will get you moving in the next 3 to 5 months from this point. Your money and your situation where you're going to be where you want to be is going to be on the 3rd month from now, give or take a couple of weeks, okay? Are you there? It looks like we might have dropped her or lost her. Okay. Well, I hope you were able to hear that. I do think that her line has dropped. Well, let's see who our next caller is. I know I'm doing readings today.
Hi. Thank you. I'm Donna. Hello.
Hello, Donna. Where are you calling from?
California.
Well, what part of California?
Santa Barbara.
Okay, I'm in Sacramento, California. You're on the other end.
Okay, I was in Stockton.
Okay, I'm in Sacramento, not too far. I live up in Elk Grove. All right, well, what's your question for me today?
Well, I can hear my mother, who's on the other side. And about 6 months ago, I got a message that I was going to be rewarded. And then a week ago, I'm sitting in my daily meditation, which I do every morning, and a message came in very loving-like and said, it's coming soon. So I have been asking to meet a fellow to get married. Also, for more money to come in because I'm very low on money and I need money. I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
All right. Well, that definitely was your mother telling you what was going on. How comforting is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, those are the signs that we're looking for that we can miss that are sometimes just so subtle. But it looks like your mother is extremely powerful and determined to let you know that she's watching out for you and got your back.
Nice.
So let's see what she's thinking about this man that you're trying to be with. Well, she does, and I know that she doesn't want you to worry, and she does. I do feel that you feel that you've got pretty much all your ducks in a row, and your life is pretty complete. And I do get peaceful. And the one thing that you're worried about is your happiness, being happy, and staying happy, not by yourself. Nobody wants to stay by themselves forever. You know what
I
mean? I'm talking about being happy in a romantic, fulfilled kind of way. And I do think that there's a little uncertainty wrapped around this man because he's not very good at making plans and preserving things. Like at making them, you would have to make them. So I don't know if you've been waiting on him.
The last man I was with, I had to make all the plans for traveling and whatnot. And it was fine. I'm good at it.
Now, I do feel that he's generous. So he's just, he's lacking some skills that you might be looking for just because he's been out of whack, you know, for a while, you know, on the romantic stuff. But I do feel that he's a very loving man, and I do feel that the combination with you financially and spirit, you know, first financially you're a good combination. On a spiritual level, I feel like you're going to help him grow.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So he is open to change. He needs and wants some change in his life. He also, you make him happy. I think that you have had a little bit of a difficult time with him harmonizing that love because I do feel he's kind of like a little stubborn. But I do like that if she didn't like him, she would have removed him out of your life already.
Yeah.
Well, he's not in my, your mom is powerful.
He's not here yet. I don't know anybody like that.
Yeah. All right. So you got this man that's going to be coming into your life real soon, man. If you haven't met him, he's in the present.
Oh, good.
Okay, because I get don't worry if that, because remember I said something about, like, the only thing you're worried about is your romantic happiness. But I do get a man, if this man is so alive to me, I don't know if she's telling me about the man that you're about to come into your life, but I like, no man is perfect on that romantic part. You get what I mean? So you might have to put a little bit of work in and lead that, but I do get a very generous person that will be very a good combination with you. And like I said, if your mom didn't like somebody around you, she would push him away out of your life. You would feel depressed. You would feel sadness. You'd get that gut feeling. You would know.
Yeah.
So it looks to me like you have a lot of self-confidence too. I don't know what you're doing, but I got a lot of creativity and this freeness around you lately that you're working on some skills. And that in itself is kind of, I get you're awakening that sixth sense. We all have a little bit of that sixth sense no matter what. But I actually feel like you're kind of really connecting to a higher power, you know, where you're really intuitive and you're kind of got this, you got a lot of power inside of you. The deep emotional feeling of love is the next thing that's going to be checked off on your list. So this is your year and it's coming. So you won't be lonely in that area anymore coming up. And I do think that she's going to make sure that it happens. And I also get prosperity with you. So I don't feel that your financial, if anything, it's gonna be more steady where you don't even have to worry. So you can start being more successful in the area of your being creative.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. Yeah. Wow, that was terrific. I'm so looking forward to this.
Yes. So I feel like, you know, the your friendships, you know, and things like that. This is your year for change.
Yeah.
You're going to make new friends, new things.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Well, all right. I hope I was able to help you today on that.
Thank you so much.
It was such a pleasure talking to you. All right, let's get to the next caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you coming from? Hello, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, how are you today? What's your name?
Hi, my name is DeAndre Birmingham. I'm from Wyoming.
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm the one that had called like two Thursdays ago. I think it was Friday, actually. And the call had dropped, and I was the last caller.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're able to call us back. What's your question for me today?
All right. I'm kind of, like, speaking to somebody. His name is Isaiah. And after the big argument we had, we actually sat down. We actually spoke a little bit about the situation. But now he has a new girlfriend named Samantha. I asked him about it. He told me he just wants her for, like, sexual reasons and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right. So I just want to know, like,
that's getting better. Like, that makes you feel good, huh? Gosh.
Right, but I just want to make sure that's really the truth, because sometimes he lies. So I just want to know, like, if him and Samantha are going to, like, last in a relationship, and can you, like, tell me how he feels about me at this moment because of the argument we had in the past?
Give me his name again.
Isaiah.
All right. I'm looking to see. I do more than just read tarot, so I'm empathic. I can get more than one question coming in at once at me. So let me kind of fill and see out what's going on with him towards you, and I'll pick that up.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't want you to rely on him for some reason. He gave you, is he in a relationship? I feel like he's dating somebody or he's seeing somebody, okay? And
yeah.
I don't think that he's being very nice to you at all. Well, because he's telling you displeasing things, being rebellious, and he's and you're still there. You get what I'm saying? You still want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I do get a third person around him. So he was being honest about that. And I think that sometimes we find it difficult when someone's that rude and that honest about something where they mm-hmm. almost are showing a lack of, you know, sympathy or empathy for you when they're telling
yeah.
you. And he was actually, when he told you this, he was expecting you to have a difficult time, and he thought maybe, I don't think this guy wants to be with you, honey, and I don't want to hurt your feelings because I'm seeing
not
you
okay.
care for him.
Okay.
He was trying to put some discipline down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to tell you is it well. Well, let me see if it's going to last between him and the Samantha girl really quick. Because if it is, I mean, I kind of feel like he's trying to put things down with you. Like, let's be friends, but this is what you, like, telling you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be together for very long, no. I think he's very
yeah.
foolish. So they might be around each other for the next, I'm getting probably, well, I'm thinking for about another month and a half.
Yeah, because he does that a lot. Like, he'll get himself in a relationship just to make me jealous. I don't know why he does that, but to, like, see my reaction. And then he ends up not lasting with them, so I just don't understand what the problem is.
Right. Well, you know, if you want to do more of a reading on this, I'm running a special today. If you book 10 minutes, you get 10 minutes free. A 10-minute
okay.
session with me is $40. So you get a really good deal on that. You get an extra 10 minutes. And if you want to book a reading with me, all you have to do is go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. And
okay.
it would be a pleasure to do a full reading with you because I know you got a lot of questions that are kind of challenging.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to help you. But I hope I was able to help you a little bit today. And I hope you have
yes.
a great day today.
All right. Thank you so much.
No,
bye.
You're very welcome. You're very
yeah.
welcome. Well, I want to let you guys know that we have some really amazing upcoming shows. Tomorrow, the doctors are in. You got Dr. Dax here and you got Dr. Rose, and they're going to be working on couples numerology, looking at the challenges of the compatibility of numbers. You can go to psychictalk.net in order to get more information on that. Also on Saturday, February 16th, it's going to be all about how New Year's resolutions are working for you. And then also on Sunday, it's going to be about Angel Practitioner Spotlight. They're going to talk everything about what's coming up. Basically, they're doing live mini readings, talking about angels. We got so much coming up. You guys got to make sure to tune in. So for more information, please go to psychictalk.net and visit our website. All right, well, let's get on to the next caller. I want to try to get in as many as possible today. So let's see, what's the next caller? Who's the next caller? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm doing great. I hope I'm doing a good job recovering for having to postpone the show. Golly. But, you know, everything happens for a reason sometimes. What's your question for me today?
Well, I would love to attract a new man and a new job. And maybe you could let me know what you're picking up for that. I've been applying for a lot of jobs, and people have been contacting me, but I'm trying to get something either temp or permanent.
All right, so right now I'm kind of looking into seeing when you're going to get a new job, because I think that that's the most important thing that you need to get over right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, God, you really have been, it's like, I feel like you have had the hardest time and the most difficult time trying to make changes in your life. And that's all you want to do. Like, you're anticipating change. You want to put order back down in your life, you know. And I do get that you're trying to make that money, so you're kind of reluctant and just, like, taking a job that could be, in, like, not stable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do get that you've been not getting any news or bad news. Like, I just get no good news at the moment with what's been going, and it's starting to really affect you. All right. Good news is I get a contact within 3 weeks. I got a gentleman. I don't know if you're working with somebody, because I got someone that's really proficient in the field of helping people or finding jobs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this man's going to help put you into a position. And it's going to be in the next 3 weeks. And the outcome is going to be good, because I get the financial part being there, where you're actually, because I feel like you're right now in a situation where you're just feeling defeated financially as well, you know, too. You're worried.
Yes. So, because what I've been doing is, so people have been contacting me about positions, and I kind of just been like, well, this is the salary I want, and some of their salaries are lower. So I don't know if they're getting, like a vibe, because I'm saying I want more. But I realized maybe I should just not that it should be low-paying, but something that's decent.
Yes.
And when the other position opens up, take it.
Yeah. I felt like that, too, like you were getting lowballed or something, or it wasn't worth the money, like you are more experienced. But you know what?
Yeah.
I also feel like everything here is happening for a reason, because you don't really want a temporary position, and you're looking for that longevity. You're looking for the 401k. You're looking for money that you'll have, not that you won't be living paycheck to paycheck. You want to spend. Girl,
right.
You like to spend money.
Yes, I do.
I just see you like spending money. Like, you like to spend money. You know, you like to go on vacation. You don't like to feel uncertain about not being able to do something that you want to do, or go eat where you want to eat. You know?
Yeah.
So, so are you going now? I'm trying to figure out who this man is. Either you're going to a recruiter, or you're actually going to talk to the head of a department that's got, he's going to put you in and have, like, sympathy for you and listen to you, okay, and put you into a position that is deserving. And I think I see color. I see he's a white man, so that lets me know I got up. I see signs, so that lets me know that you're not a white person. So I get an opposite color calling you, which that's a sign for you to be aware of, that this is the guy that is going to help.
You said he's a white person.
Position.
You said white, or you said light?
No, he's a white guy.
Okay, yeah, I'm not white. I'm very, very, very light, though, but I'm not.
I have mixed children, so I see color very clearly.
Okay.
And I just
knew
that this was going to be a white man calling you. And I want you to take that as a sign that you're talking to the right guy.
Okay, they may be a recruiter. Okay, yeah, because a lot of people in contact with me have mainly been women. Some men, too, but I haven't been back in touch with a couple of people. Like, they'll tell me I'm going to submit you, and then I kind of never hear from them again.
Whoever, so maybe don't deal with any of these women. Deal with the men.
Okay.
They
okay.
might be a stronger
okay.
force for you. You get what I'm saying? Why I'm getting the sign
yeah.
of because
yeah.
you say you're getting hit up by a lot of women. Well, this guy, the one I get getting you a good position, is definitely
uh-huh.
not
it's
a woman.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to keep applying. And, yeah, because I kind of was feeling like maybe I should hold out. Or I don't know, you know, I don't know. But then I'm like, you know
yeah.
what? Something's better than nothing. And I want to
yeah,
have a
same
flow.
Time, you don't want to stop doing what you're doing because you're taking something less as well either.
Right. Right, right,
you
right.
know, and I know you're kind of cutting it close financially, but
yes,
give it a little bit more of a go, and definitely, like I said, if I go back to the recruiter, go talk to one. They just put all your options out there. I got you getting
okay.
good news in 3 weeks, so it looks to me like I am getting a business office. You
That's
are a business
good.
Businesswoman, and this guy
yes.
is really educated. And he's a little bit older, so it's like he's got a lot of connections. People
okay.
like to deal with him.
Okay,
right,
I'll definitely reach
you,
out.
Darling. Yeah,
it did.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll focus on that, and hopefully my love life opens up as well.
Well, if you want to
Thank
know more
you.
About your love life, like I said, I'm running a special today. You book 10 minutes, and you get 10 minutes free, so you get a 20-minute session. For the cost of $10, you know, or the cost of a 10-minute session, which is $40.
Oh.
And you can reach me
okay.
at stephaniesguidedtarot.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, guys. We're getting close to the hour coming up, so I want to try to get a couple more calls in. Let's see who's next. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling
Caller,
from?
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Mindy.
Oh, hi,
Carolina.
Mindy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's
oh,
your
I'm
question for me?
What's your question for me?
My love life.
All right. And what would you like to know?
What my current boyfriend's intentions are.
All right. What's his name?
Justin.
Let me see what Justin's intentions are towards you currently at this moment. All right. What's going on with Justin towards you right now? What are his intentions? Well, right now I get him in this retreat mode where he's kind of, hold on. He's not happy without you, I'll tell you that. I get him like in his temporary seclusion. He's in solitude. He feels like everybody's kind of abandoned him. And I get he's not happy. He's wasted a lot of time. He feels bad. He feels like a failure. All right. Right now, I don't feel like he's got a whole bunch of intention. I feel like he's got a lot of words for you. Okay. Like to stay committed. He doesn't want you to see anybody else. So you guys have to be on some type of a, in a way, it's almost like you are taking a break from this man. Is that correct? Hello? Oh, I guess we had to put you on hold for a minute because we're hearing you, whatever, how, Mindy, however you are doing it, you got to change your, the way that you're talking because we're getting a really big echo. Okay?
Okay.
Let's try it and see if we can. All right. There we go.
All right. I'm here.
Okay, that's a lot better. So I am picking a little bit like you guys are on a break right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I don't feel that he's making such a real effort in real life. It's like I get like if you talk to him, he wants you to stay committed to him. Okay. He wants to, his intention is for you guys to get back together, but he knows that for some reason that you're not very happy at the moment.
No, I'm not.
That you're kind of bitter at him. And I'll be honest, too, he feels, you know what? He knows you're making the right decisions, but don't want to admit it. No, we look to see what his intentions were towards you. And I feel like his intention is to hopefully try to stay in this relationship the best way he can while you guys are taking this break. Okay? I don't feel that
he... Yeah, because I am kind of talking to somebody else, too.
Okay. I don't feel that he is seeing anybody else right now. I feel like he's all alone, or he's like kind of put himself in this solitude. I do feel that he's hoping within the next couple of months. I feel like this guy waits for you to get him out of trouble or get him like to rise him. And he really just wants to maintain the peace with you. He needs you in his life.
Yeah, that's what he tells me.
Okay. I think that his biggest intent is to look for some type of work so you and him can start over again. That's going to be what you can expect from him next. Now, that might be a little bit of a surprise. Because I don't, you get what I'm saying? Like, his intention is to get a better job or to get a job and start being able to bring in money so that you can, so that the people in, around him will respect him. So he must not have been doing what he was supposed to be doing and taking advantage of people that loved him. And now he's feeling like a fool. And he knows that if he doesn't get a job or he doesn't start bringing in something to help you as well, because you have a history around each other, you're tired of it too. So if he doesn't come back to help make your life better, I do think you're going to let him go. You don't want to hear about it no more. You want to see it. I got that vision in my head with Tom Cruise going, show me the money. Like, show me the money. Like, stop talking about it. He knows this. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't feel he can do anything at the moment. Now, so this month is going to be kind of stagnant. And then I get next month he's going to start looking for a job. And then it does take him almost a month to get a job. And he'll go back and he'll pick up some type of, like, commerce trade. So he's not a businessman. He's going to negotiate money on something that he already knows how to do. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be, it does look to me like whoever he gets this job with is going to help him out. It's another man, and it's going to help take him to and from to work as well to make sure he can get back up on his feet.
Right.
That might surprise you. So you keep giving him that tough love that you're giving him right now. I do think you're giving him tough love.
Right.
But you do love him.
I do.
So I think that you're going to give him a little chance. And I hope that was able to help you, darling.
It did. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Well, all right, everybody, here we are at the very end of the hour, and before I let you guys go today, I know we had to reschedule our talking to our loved ones, you know, but I do want you to know that you can, if you are, were expecting and you are having a hard time kind of grieving and letting go of some grief, that the best thing that you can do for someone that you love, that you've lost, is really live your best life. And continue to love them and show them honor that way because they are still a part of our lives. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today on Psychic Talk Radio. You could also go to psychictalk.net to go see a replay of our shows and a lot of our upcoming shows that are coming on. I'll be here every Thursday. So if you want to book an appointment with me, you can go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. And until next Thursday, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Goodbye and God bless.